If you're watching the stock markets like we are, welcome to the jungle.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Normally, where the stock markets are doesn't usually lead our show, but the wild ups and downs of Wall Street this week is what everyone's talking about. So, let's do the numbers. Markets are higher right now by more than 100 points for the Dow, up more than 2%. I should say more than 200 points, nearly 300 points for the Dow. My gosh, it's going so fast. 292 points up at 11,012. The NASDAQ is up 3.5%. The S&P 500 up more than 3% as well. As I mentioned, wild swings there. European shares are higher at the moment as well, about 2%, after dipping this morning by 2 or 3%. Crazy. Asian shares dropped today. The U.S. government reported the number of people filing for first-time jobless claims last week fell to a four-month low, below 400,000. And foreclosure listing firm RealtyTrack said today the number of foreclosures in July fell to a near four-year low. Heidi Moore is Marketplace New York Bureau Chief and Wall Street Reporter. She's with us live from very close to the jungle this morning to help us understand what the heck is going on with all of this. Morning, Heidi.
Good morning, Steve.
Markets are up considerably right now after these wild swings, as we talked about throughout the week. Why are people so optimistic at the moment, right now anyway?
I think the operative word in what you just said is at the moment. So we've seen all week that can change on a dime. And I think it's really important to remember that the markets are not a monolith, right? So everybody in the market has their own investments and they're all reacting to different things. If the market is up, it's consider it a nice coincidence. And if it's down, consider it the same, or maybe a less nice coincidence. But it's not meaningful about where we are as a country or an economy.
It seems like, Heidi, this whole week there's been shadows of 2008 and people remembering what it felt like when Lehman Brothers collapsed, and then it was what, the day after the Dow dropped 770. I mean, are those worries founded?
I think that the post-traumatic stress disorder from Lehman's failure and that whole year of 2008 is so embedded in the psyche of anyone in finance that it's hard not to immediately call that up whenever we have any kind of trouble. So to a certain extent, it's justified. So many things seem similar. We have bank rumors, as you've seen in France today. We've seen worries about short sellers, who are people who bet against stocks. But essentially, I think we've learned a little bit more about how to handle something like this, and our banks are a little bit stronger, and they also have a stronger connection to the government, which they didn't in 2008. So we have a little bit more of a safety net and an understanding of our interconnections.
We're going to talk about the France banks in just a moment. You're talking to people on Wall Street all day today. How are they feeling?
Well, as usual, as is common over these past few weeks, they're incredibly confused. They're momentarily delighted that the markets are up.
Oh, just wait, though, Heidi. Just wait.
It's true. Just wait. And they know that. It's up and down. They're watching and they're waiting and they're trying to get information. And this is another part of the markets that I think people should understand. So much of it is almost like, journalism or investigations. They're trying to understand whether there's really any basis to these rumors.
Marketplace's Heidi Moore in New York. Heidi, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
President Obama visits a car battery plant today in Holland, Michigan, to talk about jobs. Now, that facility is adding 150 workers with the help of some federal energy grants. Kohl's today said sales at their stores opened more than a year were up 2 to 4% in the last 3 months, and they said profits rose.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, helping small business owners, professionals, and executives monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation.com. By Allianz, managing more than $2 trillion in assets and providing investment solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu.
So we've talked about Wall Street. Let's move on over to Europe now, which is also seeing some wild swings in their stock markets. And here's why. Major banks in France, the world's fifth largest economy, there are reports of possible bank runs and even an Asian bank cutting off lending to French financial institutions. A lot going on there. And the BBC's business reporter Theo Leggett has been covering the market story all day from London. Hi, Theo.
Hi, Steve.
European stock markets have been on, gosh, this roller coaster ride today. Stock markets, obviously, all over the world have been for the past few days. What's going on over there specifically?
Well, at least today we aren't seeing the kind of panic that we saw in late trading in Europe and also on Wall Street yesterday. What we saw today was shares rebounded in the morning trading, but then fell back just as quickly. Now they're kind of treading water. And the real concern seems to be fears about the health of European banks and, in particular, banks in France.
And why are banks in France so important to people around the world and particularly here in the United States?
Well, the banking system is connected through Europe and indeed throughout the world. And the problem for French banks is that they're holding a lot of debt owed by Italy and by Spain, these two countries in Europe which are under a lot of scrutiny at the moment. There are fears that they may not be able to pay what they owe. Now, if that were to happen, these banks in France would be left holding a very big bill. They would lose a great deal of money, and then people who've lent to them would lose money, and we would have the prospect of something very similar to what we saw in 2008, when there was a financial meltdown, when banks refused to lend to one another, credit dried up, nobody could get a loan, and economies around the world suffered as a result.
Why is this coming to a head today, Theo?
Well, it's hard to tell. The markets have been in such a febrile mood over the past few weeks. It seems almost any rumour can set off a wave of selling. And that's what we saw yesterday. There were rumours focusing on France's ability to pay its own debts, its national credit rating, if you like, and other rumours focusing on Société Générale, one of the big banks, suggesting that it was in financial difficulty. All these rumours were very quickly denied, but they spread through the markets like wildfire. There was an atmosphere of fear, and as a result, we saw a very big sell-off. And once the sell-off begins, it's very hard to stop it.
The BBC's business reporter Theo Leggett in London. Theo, thanks.
Thanks very much, Steve.
Check out our website to see the numbers, get our podcast, or tell us what you think. Marketplace.org in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Financial news changes by the very minute. Domestic and global markets are crazy.
China's not about to move away from buying U.S. Treasuries.
The European Central Bank wading into the Spanish and Italian government bond market today.
The whole debt ceiling debate made us look dysfunctional. We all know that.
That's okay, though, because we're here. Marketplace. It's the business show for the rest of us. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.